Jazz pianist and composer Jerry Allen enjoys the kind of work many musicians dream of. She plays some of the best spots in New York, Los Angeles, and across Europe. And none of this came easily or quickly. She got her first big step up in the music world when she was accepted to an arts magnet school in her hometown of Detroit. Then came a degree in jazz studies from Howard University, a master's in ethnomusicology from the University of Pittsburgh, invitations to perform in the United States and overseas, and an ever-expanding discography that now stretches more than a dozen pages long. In 1993, Jerry Allen joined drummer Jack DeJohnette and bassist Dave Holland in backing up the late vocalist Betty Carter on the recording Feed the Fire.
If I should lose you, the stars would fall from the sky.
Allen, Holland, and DeJohnette have reunited to create a new CD called The Life of a Song, and Jerry Allen joins us from our New York Bureau. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
It's been more than a decade since you did Feed the Fire with Jack DeJohnette and Dave Holland. What was it that got you back into the studio with them?
When I was working with Betty kind of pulled me under her wing, and I just remember she would kind of take the time to help inform you in terms of whatever your needs were as a musician, a blossoming musician. I think through Betty, I was introduced to the scene, and the mainstream scene in New York, and I owe so much to her. And certainly with Jack and Dave, the experience of working with them in that context was amazing for me as a younger player. But then to have the opportunity to come back now after having developed more and feeling much more comfortable in that environment, I think it's just wonderfully fulfilling.
Did you approach them and ask them to do this CD with you?
Yes. And I'm hoping that we're going to do some live performances. They've expressed an interest in doing that. So that's something that I look forward to as well.
Let's talk about some of the songs that you have on your new CD, The Life of a Song. There are original songs of yours. There's some standards. Let's talk about an original composition, Black Bottom. To what are you paying homage here?
Well, Black Bottom was a neighborhood in Detroit, Michigan, very similar to many other neighborhoods in major urban areas and throughout the South as well. It was an autonomous area of African-American businesses, and the music was thriving in those areas. And so throughout the centers, in Washington, the Howard Theater was a place where it happened. In New York City, of course, the Apollo. In Detroit, it was the Paradise, and you would have Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker, all of the who's who, Sammy Davis Jr., all the great names that we all know and love, would have an ongoing kind of working circuit throughout these places. And Black Bottom was Detroit's version of that.
You write in the liner notes that this recording is meant as an appreciation for what you call your guiding lights. The title tune, for example, The Life of a Song, another original composition, but it's inspired by Herbie Hancock. How has his work influenced you?
Since my years at Cass Tech, which was my high school, all of the students there were very much inspired by the record Headhunters. And I discovered him through that medium. He innovated on so many different levels, and I think it completely changed the language in terms of how musicians approach music today. Yeah, he's definitely a great inspiration.
Thank you. The first song on the CD is called LWB's House, the remix. Now, remix is a word that gets thrown around a lot, but your remix of LWB's House isn't really what we think about as kind of a pop song remix. Why did you want to revisit this particular piece?
LWB's House started out being called Layla's House, and it was a piece that I wrote for my eldest child, Layla. It became LWB's House as Wally, who is now 8, and Barbara, who's now 6, joined our family, and everyone is kind of represented now in the mix of all of the excitement that goes on in our home. So it's for all 3 children now.
Your father and your brother, your father Mount Vernell Allen Jr. and your brother Mount Vernell Allen III, inspired Mounts and Mountains. Do you find that many of your father's jazz recordings kind of sneak into your compositions?
I hope they do. Because he has some of the great records of all time. I remember as a child hearing the music around the house. I could tell the music was truly loved. All of that has to have affected me as a player. I think by the time I was in high school, I was certain that I wanted to be a jazz musician, and I know that that has a lot to do with it.
One of your earliest gigs was playing with Mary Wilson in the Supremes, and you know, you played a lot of pop music. You could have ended up in the pop music business, but you chose jazz. Are you happy with that decision?
Oh, very much. Again, going back to hearing those records of my dad's, seeing the photographs had a huge impact too. You had a chance to look at their faces and sense the sophistication of these people, and it was a very, very prideful, and still is, a very prideful thing for me to be a jazz musician because of the legacy. You travel around the world, and you have a real clear sense that everyone understands the legacy of this music and the fact that it is definitely one of the most revered and respected musics in the world. And I'm very proud to have a little part in that somehow.
Jazz, by its nature, is a music that is constantly evolving. Where do you want to see your own music go in the coming years?
You know, I'm very interested in continuing to evolve as a musician, to become more articulate in every way, to become more articulate harmonically, melodically, compositionally, rhythmically, to continue to stay informed as to the new things that are happening. I think it's an interesting time for the music. You know, we have innovators in the music. You have people like Herbie Hancock and Cecil Taylor and Ornette, people who have pushed the limits of the music. And so I continue to look at the things that they've accomplished to help inform me as a player and to continue to inform me as a composer as well.
Jerry Allen. Her new recording on the Telarc label is called The Life of a Song. She joined us from our New York bureau. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Weekend Edition Sunday is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To learn more about the music we play between stories and hear audio samples, go to our program rundown at npr.org. This is NPR.